Slow your pace, claim your space. Finding your place in the world by reconnecting more deeply with your body. There are many reasons that caused us to separate our awareness from our bodies, and this exercise is designed specifically to help you reconnect with your body in an easy, gentle way. Because research shows that when you do, you will gain greater self-esteem and will be able to function more fully and confidently in your work, in relationships, and at home. Your body is your foundation in everything you do, and when your foundation is strong, you have more resilience in your life, right now and in an ongoing way. When you allow yourself to slow right down now, your neural pathways have a chance to catch up and to heal old, incomplete issues that up until now were still being held in your body. Have you noticed that when you had too much trauma or tension, it was very difficult to feel fully connected? Use this CD as often as you can, when you're able to take some time for yourself. It's like using training wheels to help you practice finding that nice, slow pace for the purpose of clearing out old issues and deep healing. Because our society doesn't usually function at this pace, it becomes very important to find the time to give yourself back this slowness so that your neurology can find its own balance and keep you in balance. Have you ever heard of the slow food movement from Europe? It was founded in Italy to balance out the fast food movement and is all about slow cooking with wholesome organic ingredients in a luscious, tasty, and sensual way. Well, I call this the slow living movement. This is a way to create more space and time in your life and to live with fullness and juice. So let's take a moment to connect with your body. In this particular exercise, there is no need to make yourself relax. There's nothing you have to do except to gently observe your reactions and how your body responds to my suggestions. If a part of you wants to ignore a suggestion, that's perfectly fine. You can let it go. It's all a process of holding on and letting go. You can hold on to the things that work for you and let go of the things that don't. Holding on to relaxation and comfort and letting go of tension. As you continue breathing in relaxation, deeply, fully, you may notice sensations in your body and just allow them. Just notice what happens. A slight twitch in a muscle, or your breathing pattern shifts, for example. Just allow it and move on, letting go and releasing, relaxing. That's right. I'm going to teach you a little exercise that I call Soma Streaming. When you've practiced it a few times, you can use it at any time, anywhere, to bring you into the present time and to reconnect yourself back with your body. You are learning how to use your body as a biofeedback device. And people have used this exercise while they're sitting in traffic, hiking in the mountains, before an audition or an interview, for example, because they find that this new skill helps them to be more effective in the world. Use the CD part only while resting and avoid using heavy machinery. The exercise, however, can be used anytime. This skill, learning to integrate your mind, heart, and spirit with your body, isn't new. It's just been lost in the modern world that is going so fast. And you'll be learning to pay attention to the thoughts and feelings inside your body and not just what happens in your head. It's a different, more integrated way of functioning in the world that greatly enhances your capacity for living a rich and full life. In fact, you might just discover that the slower you go, the more space you create, and the more you accomplish effortlessly. So here is what I call the silent body chakra check-in or soma streaming exercise. It's the process of connecting more deeply with your body on a daily basis. It's designed to help you center very firmly in your body by increasing your proprioceptive awareness. That means getting a sense of your own physical body in space and time. And when you really sense your physical body strongly connected to the earth, it becomes safer and easier for you to access emotions, physical sensations, and the pulsations of life. You become grounded in the moment, in each and every moment, now. It's possible to do this check-in anywhere and in any position. I recommend it as a daily routine, and if you're in distress, as often as possible. So we're going to start with checking in with your feet. I'm going to have you feel your feet first and feel their connection to Mother Earth. Then check out your head. Feel your head's connection to Father Sky. When you're ready, check out the whole of your right side. That's the right side of your body. And then the whole of your left side. The whole of the left side of your body. Now be aware of your back, including the length of your spine and the back of your legs. Notice the whole of your front, and then feel the whole of the outside of your body. And when you're ready, check your inside all the way through. Now, we did that a little fast this time just to give you an overview. We'll be repeating it during the exercise, so there's no need to try and remember it. So Some of my patients repeat the above as a simple prayer. I'll tell it to you now. To Mother Earth and Father Sky, down below and up on high, right side, left side, front and back, inside, outside, I'm on track. Now, notice the comfortable parts of your body and watch how certain adjustments and little shifts and changes might happen as you're paying attention to your body. Your breathing might change a little. You may be aware of little quivers or tingles in unexpected areas. You might even feel shivery, slightly shivery, or a little hot. You might have tiny little micro movements, or some big shaky movements. It's all fine. Just allow your body to do whatever it needs and give it plenty of space and lots of time at a nice, slow pace. Imagine that you're looking at your body just like you might watch a movie in slow motion. The camera, your attention, is gently panning over and through the whole of your body, slowly and effortlessly. We call this witness mode. And when you slow your pace, you claim more space in your life. Notice any sensations or feelings that you might be experiencing. And if you feel nothing, that's fine too. It doesn't matter. It's important just to acknowledge exactly where you are in this moment. Now, you're practicing making an easy, unbiased, non-judgmental contact with your body, giving yourself permission to be here, now. Now, if there are parts of you that don't like to go slow and were really speedy a moment ago, just observe those parts and allow them all to be here. Or you can just let them go too. Just letting go of all your conclusions and any effort to do anything other than just being where you are in this moment. And if you can, giving yourself full permission to allow any movements or sensations in your body to assist you in becoming even more comfortable and relaxed. It doesn't matter if you fall asleep during this CD. It doesn't matter if you stay calmly alert or even if you don't feel relaxed. your cells will take in exactly what they need anyway. And now we're going to do that body check-in again, the Soma Streaming exercise. Do you remember it? First, you feel your feet. And you feel their connection to Mother Earth. All the way down, really, really deep. Then connect with your head and Father Sky, all the way up, 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 Father Sky. Then notice the whole of your right side, the whole of the right side of your body. That's right. And now, the left side, the whole of the left side of your body. That means your arm, your leg, all the way down. And now be aware of your back, including the whole length of your spine and all the way down the back of your legs to your heels. And now the front of you, the whole of your front, from your face and your torso, the front of your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And then be aware of the whole of the outside of your body, scanning all the outside surface of your body, the whole definition of your body. And now check your inside, all the way through. And then noticing the comfortable parts and any areas in your body or around your body that you might have some gratitude for. Yes, that's right. Gratitude. Again, if you don't seem to be in touch with any physical sensations, feelings, or emotions, just notice. Let go of any judgments and shoulds, because all we're doing here is noticing and acknowledging what seems to be happening or not happening in and around your body, in this moment. We're not trying to fix or change or control anything. We're just allowing. That's good. You may or may not be aware of aches or pains, tensions or stresses. Notice them lightly. Notice how you're breathing. And let it all go. And now again, gently scanning your body. I wonder if you can notice all the comfortable parts of your body right now. Maybe it's easy to. Maybe it's not. I wonder if you might find a little toe or even an ear that feels okay. You may barely find anywhere, or you may just discover an area that feels luscious and joyful, or even all areas. Perhaps your whole body is starting to glow. Just notice and enjoy. And dropping deeper. And now, let's expand our inner experience to somewhere delightful. Somewhere, it may be where you live now, or far away. Somewhere where you can experience yourself stretching out, luxuriating, and relaxing. A sun-baked island, a grassy field, indoors or outdoors, real or imaginary. It doesn't matter, because your body will respond to it as if it's real. Right now. We'll call this your dream space. It's very, very special. So take your time in creating it exactly how you choose. What do you feel here? What's the temperature like? Is it warm and sunny? Do you have a cozy glowing fire? Or do you prefer a crisp, snowy mountaintop? Is there a breeze? Or is it still? What do you smell? Tropical fragrances? Cedar and pine needles? Wood smoke from a blazing fire? Let your imagination and your senses play. What does the ground feel like beneath you? Is it soft white sand? Or cool green grass or moss? Or a wonderful, rich, textured, velvety quilt? A liquid, warm bath? A deeply enveloping reclining chair? Make your dream space rich and abundant to all your senses. Remember, this isn't about what anyone else wants or expects you to do. It is totally and utterly for you. So relax. Choose your ideal space to dream in with all the extras, and let's go deeper. Again, look around your space as if you're watching that slow motion movie. Good. And notice what's happening in your body now. Checking in with your feet. Remember the body check-in? Your feet first, then checking in with your head, then the whole of the right side of your body, and then the left side of your body, noticing the physical sensations, then checking the whole of your back, and the whole of your front. All of the outside of you. And then the whole of the inside of you, all the way through. Noticing your body now. Imagine yourself fully in your dream space. Feel the comfort of the space and watch how your body responds. And if you still don't feel comfortable, please change your space. It's yours to create exactly as you please. Now, occasionally, some people have needed to create their space far away, even on Venus or the moon, in order to feel safe and comfortable. Or they may even put big bolts and locks on their doors and windows. Do whatever it takes for you to relax. Create a beautiful space that feels safe, comfortable, and really spacious. Yes, spacious, that is just for you. Add really comfortable seating that fully supports you. Is it a wonderful deep armchair? Or a feather bed? A hammock or a deck chair? A floating mattress in a lagoon? Pick whatever helps you to deeply let go. Your back support is very important. So test the different types of support and find out what's just right for you. And get a sense of how your body responds to these suggestions of being deeply supported. We're going to spend a few moments in this dream space. This is the space for you to hang out and enjoy all the different parts of you in an easy, slow, fun way. This is the place where there are no expectations, no pressures, where your body, mind, emotions, and spirit are free just to show you exactly where they are in this present moment. Allow all the different aspects of yourself to come together in a way that is comfortable and right for all of you now. Becoming only as comfortable as you'd like to be right now. This is your time to accept yourself just as you are, and there is nothing you have to do about it. Just be and enjoy. A spacious, effortless freedom. If you want to spend more time here, just press the pause button. And if you've fallen asleep, that's perfect. Your body is getting exactly what it needs. And when you're ready to come back, welcome. You are coming back, bringing with you special skills to become more and more relaxed and alert and connected with yourself and your body, your loved ones, and your life. Repeated listening to this relaxation CD will enhance your experience of life. I call it training your brain to look for the good stuff. So listen to it as often as you can when you have a moment, and it's especially good to use when you're resting or when you go to sleep at night. Remember, when you slow your pace, you claim more space in your life. These CDs have been developed over a period of many, many years from my experience in teaching workshops and individual sessions. I've observed that my students and patients do best when they have repeated, ongoing support. It can be too much for the neurology to make shifts and hold these shifts without a lot of repetition. So I offer this not as a substitute for loving, ongoing human support, but as a way to maintain contact in between sessions, in between workshops, and also to provide a little extra information that can be hard to absorb during workshops and sessions. We encourage you to listen as often as you can so that new, healthy pathways can be developed in your brain, and so that your meridians can be reactivated to grow stronger and more powerfully throughout your body. Then, enough energy and potency can build to break through old, limiting beliefs and constrictions, and to build a stronger immune system, better health, and inner peace. Remember, healing is a team sport. It's all about support. This is Dr. Susan Langer. Enjoy and go play.